News that the U.S. and China have at least made some progress to ease trade tensions between the two countries. As a corn, soybean, and hog producer, how do you think about, or what are your thoughts on the announcement outside of the G20 this weekend?
It appears that somebody turned on the light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm not sure if it's not still flickering. What little I've read says that it's a very preliminary step, and that for another 90 days, things are maybe going to just be status quo, and then we're going to continue to negotiate. That's encouraging. Maybe the markets for corn, soybeans, or soybeans especially, will react positively. Any progress off of toward normalizing trade relations is certainly a positive.
When we think about it in terms of, and I don't necessarily mean specific numbers, but we think about profitability, whether it's on the pork side or it's on the corn soybean side of things, how bad has this trade war been when farmers are already struggling?
Soybean farmer got it directly. It was a dollar and a half or two cut right off the price of their soybeans. And at a time when they were going into fall and needing to be able to secure a good price for their soybeans. Corn, the reaction to corn was in sympathy, I think, to soybeans, because China is not a major corn importer, not of our corn anyway. And so corn reacted in sympathy to soybeans, and I think we lost 40 to 60 cents off the price of corn. Having said that, China was beginning to become an ethanol importer, and we did lose that market completely. So that was some of that price reduction could have been attributed directly to the loss of the ethanol market in China. But I see, you know, luckily pork has been able to resurrect itself, but the way I understand it, mainly due to China's need for pork, even though they're tariffing our pork, they've got this disease, African swine fever, over there, and they're looking to import pork from a lot of different sources. So pork has rebounded in an unconventional way. Normalizing the Chinese relationship would certainly help them even more. At this time, we feel like there's some optimism. There's a reason to be optimistic, but we've had a real challenge in trying to keep our bottom line out of the red.